It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
We talk a lot about anti-aging products, skincare. Well, we cover a lot about beauty, health, etc. But, you know, we probably don't spend enough time on men's skincare. And recently we had somebody on that we talked a lot about men's skincare, but come to find out it's actually meant for all humans. So men and women, they kind of cross that bridge that there. So I'm excited because we have Eric Fallon back. He was a lot of fun to speak to. And I want to drill down more and learn about some of the products because they've got an amazing, amazing brand. So let me introduce Eric Fallon real quick. Prior to creating the brand Rebels Refinery. So if you haven't tried it yet, check out the website, but you're going to have a lot of fun because Eric spent 8 years as a partner in a company. He manufactured dispensing equipment for some of the big personal care brands, but then later broke out on his own and joined with a couple friends because they noticed they were starting to age. And so what do you do when you start to age? You don't just find the right product. They started a brand and made it really, really cool and have had great, I tease them, overnight success after 5 years. So Eric, we're going to jump right in and talk about Rebels Refinery. So one, I want to thank you for coming back.
Oh, thank you so much again for having me. You guys are a lot of fun, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my passion.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a lot of fun because last time I was more interested from the business side, I guess, because I formulate a lot and have helped a lot of brands. So to hear your story was just a lot of fun to listen to. But you've got some cool products. I want to drill down why you've been so successful. And I think, you know, Rebels Refinery has got some great, cool packaging, which definitely get men's attention and some women, as you've pointed out. It's gotten the attention of some big retailers. You're in Target. You can go to target.com and find the product. And so, but let's talk about some of the individual products. What do you think was the main product, like, I'm going to say your top seller, but the one that got the most attention and helped you become so successful?
Well, again, as we spoke to in the interview we did previously, when I went on the TV show Dragon's Den, I used what little money we got from our deal, and I tooled our skull-shaped lip balm. So on top of being a cool design, we also had an incredible formula. The main ingredients are coconut oil, sweet almond oil, and beeswax. It's like from a business perspective, it's also smart to just create a hero SKU that differentiates your brand from every other. So as opposed to just being another line with skincare in the tubes, we were able to create a standout product that, again, helped differentiate us from everyone else. But on top of creating a hero SKU with the cool packaging, again, you have to make sure that the formulas are excellent so that you get customers coming back for more.
You know, you had asked in our last interview, we talked about, you brought up, you know, that you can get great natural products that work just as well as products that have, you know, more of the medical bend or the chemical bend. And I'm curious about your Advanced Clear Skin face wash, because now, David, it's going to shock you, but my daughter's skin, she's 13, she was starting to break out on her forehead, and I tried all kinds of natural things and it still was there. And so I found this thing, I'm not going to say the brand, but it does have salicylic acid in it and benzoyl peroxide, and it cleared right up. So I don't use it all the time, but if she starts to break out, but I'm curious about your Advanced Skin Clear, because I don't want to use the one I'm using because I know it's got crap in it and I feel like a bad mom, but then she complains. There's, you know, like, what do you do? So David, are you still my friend? I can't believe I confessed that.
I'm going to let Eric answer. Yeah. I'll bite my tongue.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I create products for myself and I try and make them as natural as possible, but I wouldn't consider myself somebody that's on the leading forefront of the natural movement or someone that feels like I'm not a natural Nazi at all. I think,
okay, sure.
I believe in finding a solution that works for you. And if the solution for your daughter is not using natural product, then I would say continue using that until she continues to experiment with other natural products that might eventually work for her.
Yeah. Well, yours has salicylic acid in it. I'm looking at yours right now.
Yes.
And David, as a chemist, that's a fine product. I mean, isn't that important for helping to, you know, sloth off the dead skin and all that jazz?
Not just that. It's used in acne products and other, you know, if you're having different skin problems, salicylic acid is a great one. You had mentioned the product you're trying has benzoyl peroxide. And there are times where she's going through certain changes at her age. It may be necessary to use something a little bit stronger for a little bit. But as it gets more under control, definitely try something without the benzoyl peroxide, just the salicylic, and see how that does for her. And that may be able to help maintain it. And then as she gets older, it's going to smooth right back out. So, you know, there are times, like you said, you've got to find the right balance, as Eric had said.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, I definitely want to try yours. The other question is, how do you? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric. I want if you had something else to comment on this. I didn't want to jump to something else.
Sometimes face washes are a little bit harder, but I think other products are a lot easier for acne. Like, I think you can find really good natural products for acne-prone skin in moisturizers and scrubs.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, well, talk to us about your charcoal scrub then. I love charcoal. I love face scrubs. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of scrubs as well. There's probably a lot of there's a couple schools of thought, especially with a natural scrub. So when you do a natural scrub, you use a lot of nut powders in it. So, you know, for example, I still use walnut powder, I use apricot powder. And I think the key there is you just have to be incredibly gentle with your skin. Just because it says it's a scrub, it doesn't mean you should use it on your face like a cheese grater. and I still think exfoliating is super important. But yeah, just a lot of people don't know who aren't into skincare, but you just got to be really careful, because if you scrub too hard, you can cause a micro tear, and then a micro tear is going to cause a zit, and then it's going to have the opposite effect of what you wish it had.
But you've got a good point. Exfoliation is key. And you know, teen skin's one thing, but for those of us aging, which is what got Eric and his friends to start this, your skin renewal process slows down with age. So to me, I'm with you 100%. There are some light exfoliators you could use on a daily basis, but the ones with larger grains and some of the nuts and shells, like you mentioned, are harsher. Just don't use much pressure, but use them a couple times a week. I think it's great to have a stronger exfoliation to get rid of the dead skin cells. That's what's going to clog the pores, dull the skin, accelerate some of the signs of aging, and even interfere with the absorption of other serums and moisturizers. So I definitely agree on the exfoliator. Now, the other thing you said that was a big seller for you was you had a foot balm, was it? Or what was the product that got women interested?
Oh, sorry. That was the skull-shaped lip balm, which I spoke to earlier. So again, the main ingredients.
I heard balm. Okay. Okay.
Sweet almond oil and
maybe
beeswax.
Foot bombs next.
And
then, I had heard bomb, so I didn't catch what bomb when you had said it in the earlier interview. It was the lip balm that did it. Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah, and then we have a more very female specific product coming out, which is our classic lip balm formula, but in the shape of a pineapple, and it will be released at Ulta Beauty in late August.
You've got some big retailers.
Cool. You know, I know we're almost out of time. I just want to say your prices are incredible. I mean, there's some skincare lines you're paying like $200 for like an ounce of stuff. So shoot, we don't have enough time, but I want to know how you're able to do that. Maybe because you're in Target everywhere.
I eat a lot of rice and tuna. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Glad you didn't say Top Ramen.
We appreciate your sacrifice, because that makes it more affordable. And you've got, I love the packaging. I love the story. But more importantly, I love what you put in the products and some of the great items you've created. And so there's stuff for men. There's stuff for women. There's stuff coming up as would make great gifts. So I wish you all the success in the world. You certainly deserve it. For those that have never tried Rebels Refinery, you can check it out at Target.com or even RebelsRefinery.com. Eric Fallon, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your story and more about your products with us, because what you've done is changing the industry. Having indie brands and having people that care about what we put on our skin is so important, and it's really a driving force that's changing what some of the big brands are even going to do. So thank you for being with us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with my co-host Lisa Davis, your health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, Visit GabRadioNetwork.com.